Right, I'm at Mearns Academy in Lawrencekirk in Aberdeenshire with Stuart Fleming. Stuart, you're a social studies teacher here?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you're involved with one of the pilots in Aberdeenshire that's actually, you're using Android devices.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Had you used Android device before this pilot started?
For my personal use at home, yeah, but not actually in schools, no.
Okay, was that a tablet or a phone?
It was a tablet and a phone. A
tablet and a phone, so you're kind of an Android man.
In the past, I use Apple now.
Okay.
But in the past, I've used Android tablets and phones.
Okay. So, can you tell me, how many devices do you have in the school, and how are they being managed and used at the minute?
Yeah, we've got 29.
Because you're in the early stages of this, aren't you?
Yeah, only about 5 weeks starting using them. We've got 29 Toshiba Android tablets, and they're basically controlled by teachers within the faculty, and really we kind of dip in and out. We kind of use them when we feel that they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have them. So when we want to change our lessons, they're there that we can access them straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So really, what we're using them for a lot is like small video clips,
mm-hmm.
or for revision for exams,
mm-hmm.
or to access research notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the good thing about it is, and the school laptops are a bit slow sometimes, but mm-hmm. the tablets are instant access.
Yes.
So that's...
Is that one of the benefits of having these devices then?
Yeah, I mean, the big benefit is, pupils today all have these devices, the Apples, the Android devices, and they can relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they use them all the time at mm-hmm. home and at school, maybe when they're revising. So it's good for them. But for teachers, what I like about it is that although I've got a lesson plan, because I've got the tablets and I know that within 2 minutes they're there, they're on,
mm-hmm.
I can adapt my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to do some more research on the Prime Minister or on World War I's causes, then they can use the tablets.
Mm-hmm. So the pupils get access to them when it's planned for by the teacher?
Yeah, well, it might be unplanned or planned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time I do use them, they're planned, but I've also used them unplanned as well.
Do you need to book them then to be available in your class?
We're within our department, we've got a booking system.
Mm-hmm.
So we just book them when we need them. So we've got a trolley, and on the trolley there's a booking form.
Mm-hmm.
So we book them when we want to use them.
Okay, okay. Is it going well up to now?
It's going really well, yeah. I mean, the pupils really love using them, and on the whole, they've looked after them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are on task, and they know how to use them. They know how to get the best from them. And there were some issues at the start in terms of taking pictures
mm-hmm.
With the cameras of some classes, but it was only individual pupils. It wasn't mm-hmm. the whole class. And in the last few weeks, that's kind of died down a bit.
Okay.
And they're not taking as... They're not using it really... They're not using it in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Android tablets are open,
mm-hmm.
they're open, so if they want to, they can access certain apps.
Okay.
But they're not doing that.
All right.
Because we've stressed, that when you use a tablet, all you're really using it for is to access the browser.
Okay.
And I think they've got that message.
Right.
And the good thing about it as well, that if they do muck about in it, then we've got it there. We know that they're using it. So if it's something really inappropriate, they can take it down to SMT,
mm-hmm.
and they can show them then and there mm-hmm. what they've actually done.
Okay.
So I think a lot of them are kind of scared by that,
mm-hmm.
that the fact they'll get caught far easier.
Right then.
But on the whole, if that does happen, which is rarely, it's a minority that's doing that.